How would you like to discover how wealth managers leverage AI to better serve their clients? Matt Ober will tell us how to do this. And what's so special about Matt is he is a managing partner at Social Leverage, an early stage venture capital firm focused on investing in fintech and enterprise SaaS. And Matt was most recently the chief data scientist at Third Point, where he built the data science analytics, risk, and technology platform used to enhance the firm's investment capabilities in equity, structured credit, venture capital, and cryptocurrency. So, Matt, tell us about how wealth managers leverage AI to better serve their clients.
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it's a large topic, but I think, you know, the new tools that are out there in the wealth tech space are making managers, you know, RIAs more efficient. They can, you know, better find clients that fit the, you know, the profile of what they're looking for. They can financial plan much easier, right? They can better understand what your interests are, like who you are, what moves you, what your goals are. And ultimately, you know, as an end consumer, we want to, you know, have less stress knowing that the person managing our money can really focus on us and not focus on maybe all those tedious tasks. And so, you know, AI is allowing everybody to summarize the documentation, ingest all this information, pull out the data points that they need so that they can, you know, create a financial plan for us and then start to direct those investments into the right actual investments that fit, you know, what our actual goals are. So it's pretty exciting.
Thank you. Tell us what wealth managers would normally use as a process to generally serve their clients, and how does this process differ now leveraging AI?
Yeah, I think a great example is there's companies like Lia, which, you know, Social Leverage is actually an investor in, that allows a client to bring all of their documentation, right? Here's information about the accounts that I have, the stocks I'm invested in, my mortgage, you know, my bills and everything. Drop all those documents with a wealth manager. Typically, they would, you know, by hand start to comb through that and write down, you know, all the positions and type it in manually. And now you can do, you know, really intelligent document extraction where you just put all of this in a folder and it takes all the information out for them. And within seconds, they have a real picture of who you are, what your net worth and liabilities are. And you can speak to them and have a fluid conversation versus waiting 2, 3, maybe even 4 weeks for that, you know, entire process to happen. So it just speeds things up, but it's also more accurate at the same time.
Thank you. Tell us the kind of AI tools and AI processes that can be leveraged for wealth managers to leverage AI to serve their clients. What exact tools are we talking about? And what's the workflow of how this would be integrated to make the most efficient process for serving their clients better?
Yeah, I think, you know, Lia, which I talked about, which is a exciting company, you know, really does all that document ingestion. So like as you're becoming a new client and wanting to get a financial plan, or if the RIA is transitioning to a new custodian, how do you move those clients and all that information? So I think AI is exciting there about, you know, that's all the document workflows. I think, you know, on top of that, you know, around tax season, there's always the collection of all this information. So again, you're going through and putting all this information together, and AI is able to collect that, extract it, and help you file all of those taxes. And then I think that, you know, on top of that, there's, you know, there's things that happen with for wealth managers where they're, you know, renaming all of the documents that you give them. They're, you know, trying to organize who you are. They're setting reminders for themselves. Now, you know, if I'm a wealth manager and I'm going to hop on the phone with Matt Ober and talk to him about, you know, his, you know, financial situation, the AI agent can give a summary of, you know, what happened in the last conversation that they have. Here's an overview of the accounts that they hold, and quickly give them a, you know, something to speak about, like that's happening in the market that's relevant. You know, Tesla stock is down 6% today. You know, we have a big position in that. Here's why. And, but here's why we're not worried, you know, from a tax perspective, it's good for us to harvest some of those losses. So I think it's, you know, efficiency perspective, wealth managers, you know, they can manage more people's money, they can manage more relationships. Ultimately, their revenue is going to go up and the costs that they have from a support perspective are going to go down.
Thank you. What's the best way to avoid errors when it comes to leveraging AI to better serve your clients as a wealth manager?
I mean, I think it's, you got to be cautious, right? Like, I think everybody overpromises and underdelivers. So you got to get to know the people building these tools and develop a relationship with them and, you know, slowly roll these things out. I think you can't trust it all at first. You got to trust and then verify. And, slowly implement these things. And I think over time, you know, all of these models get better and better as they learn from their mistakes.
Thank you. What other data from other platforms needs to be integrated into an AI so that you get the best possible service to your clients that you serve as a wealth manager?
I think for a wealth manager, they want to know everything about you as a person. They want to know, you know, what your family looks like. Do you have kids? What's your retirement goals? What's your assets? You know, are you going through like any events in your life where you're getting married or getting divorced? You know, it wants to understand what your financial goals are. Are you taking vacations? Do you have any big, you know, upcoming expenses or inheritance that's happening? So, you know, the more information, the better. I think that's like any AI system, you know, the more information that it has, the more accurate it can be. And I think for a financial advisor, they want more and more information. They want to know about, you know, your retirement accounts and things that maybe are held away. And so the more it has, the more accurate it can be.
Thank you. Are there any particular platforms that wealth managers can get information from, aside from your personal information? I'm talking about, are there any specific wealth management platforms that the AI can draw the information from in order to simplify the process for wealth managers to serve their clients?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's hundreds of tools right now. And I think the exciting part and the scary part is like, where do we start or what do we use? You know, at Social Leverage, our job is to invest and back the companies that we think are doing exciting things. I think Leah is one of those. You know, we're investors in a company called Seeds, which is really turnkey asset management platform. From how do you onboard clients to analyze who they are to make those investments on the back end. And you know, we have probably a half dozen other companies we've invested in wealth management in like the technology space that, you know, we think we spent a lot of time with these people to really get to know them and what they're building. And I think what they are bringing to market is really exciting. And I think, you know, we're lucky enough to have a lot of wealth managers as investors and in our network to really, you know, kind of dive in and get a sense of, does this really make sense? And is this thing really working the way it should?
Thank you. What else would you like entrepreneurs and wealth managers to know about leveraging AI to better serve their clients?
And I think if I was selling wealth managers, I think it's, you know, you should be spending time, obviously, exploring some of these new tools. You know, I think if you're investing in venture capital firms, that you have trusted partners that can help you kind of weed through some of the noise. You know, obviously, there's huge opportunities to just go to a lot of these conferences and meet these founders. And, you know, I think with a lot of things, it's a relationships thing. So it's, you know, getting to meet the people and talk to them and then decide who you want to work with and who really understands what you're building. But I think experimenting is, you know, obviously very important. And I think the firms that are embracing AI, especially for reducing some of the like manual tasks, are really seeing a lot of, you know, real value add. I mean, you know, wealth management is a services business at the end of the day, and there's a lot of manual tasks that have to be done, and a lot of that is perfect for leveraging some of these AI tools.
Thank you. Tell us more about the kind of tasks that a wealth manager would normally need to do, so we can have a better understanding of how AI can help.
If I'm a financial planner, I'm collecting all this documentation, like I mentioned before, right? And, you know, I might have a para planner that's helping me put all this information and then getting that into, you know, the system or software that we're using. You know, I can remove all of that with now these intelligent documentation tools. If I'm a wealth manager and I'm moving to a new custodian, maybe my, you know, we were acquired, or maybe we're just looking to start a new relationship. We're going from Schwab to Axos, or I'm going to start to work with Fidelity and I want to be on a different custodian. I have to move all of my clients over. a lot of paperwork involved in that. There's a lot of work that needs to be done between the clients and documents that need to be signed. A lot of that can now be automated and taken away with, you know, these intelligent AI tools that can really, like, you know, maybe make it from 50 pieces of paperwork and 500 hours of, you know, data inputs to, you know, an hour of just reviewing the data inputs and just double checking that all the signatures were done and the accounts were opened correctly. So I think that just massively speeds things up. I think the other thing is like, we haven't talked about it, it's just on the investing side, right? Like, what's happening in the markets? Why is it happening? How do we find investment opportunities? With what's happening in Venezuela right now, like, what investment opportunities are there? Do we have any risks in our portfolio based off of these changes? AI can quickly assess your portfolio and say, you know, you have no exposure to oil in Venezuela, or based off of your portfolio, we think there's a great opportunity to invest in these oil companies because they're the biggest opportunity to benefit from what's happening with the US and Venezuela right now. So, like, I think these are great tools for wealth managers to be able to have conversations with their clients if they get asked those questions, but also from the investment, you know, the CIO perspective, starting to really think about opportunities to, you know, bring real returns to portfolio.
Thank you. Tell us more about simplifying the decision-making process with AI. What else can you tell us?
I think if you used to be a chief investment officer and you had a team of analysts helping you do an assessment of investment opportunities, you know, you can have your AI agents now take your, you know, your investment research and take your how you do your memos internally to think about investment opportunities and train an AI to do that work for you. So go out, do a competitive analysis for me, show me all the risks and opportunities. How do we think this will, you know, kind of sit within a larger portfolio and spit out a report in, you know, let's say 20, 30 minutes that used to take your analysts weeks, you know, compile on their own. So, you know, they're not going out to Google and doing all these searches on their own. They're not opening up their Bloomberg terminal and having to do everything. You know, a lot of the research can be, you know, really condensed and done much quicker, and then allows for you to be more creative and to spend more time with your clients.
Thank you. How can AI help wealth managers to find new investment opportunities?
There's a lot of tools out there now that are focused on, you know, getting that customer acquisition for the wealth manager. I think, you know, one of the things you see a lot of is like these money in motion events. That's, you know, when something significant is happening in somebody's lives, whether that's a inheritance, a death, a marriage, a divorce. And, you know, there's a lot of data sets out there that you can buy that have that information. And AI can analyze that, analyze the zip code that they're in, quickly assess what their potential wealth is, and then give you that information to pick up the phone or put out an email to reach out to that person. So, you know, it's almost like it's giving you such a perfect client prospect, and it's done all the work for you. And, you know, like, pop up on your screen, hey, this event's happening, this person lives within your neighbor, within your zip code that you like to focus on, the wealth level, reach out to them, express, you know, this type of thing, and see if you can book yourself a meeting. So I think without AI, that type of, you know, hunting and gathering is so much more difficult.
Thank you. What kind of AI tools can be leveraged for sourcing new clients for wealth managers?
I think that, like, the tools that are out there, you know, I'm not a personal investor in any of them at our firm, but there are, you know, if you Google, you know, AI tools from Finney to a bunch of others, there's unlimited amounts of these companies that are, you know, kind of going after this. And I think having both public and private data sources to make that customer acquisition really powerful.
Thank you. How do you leverage AI in order to de-risk the investment opportunities that you are planning to invest in?
I think it's a screening perspective. You know, you can have the risks and you can look at the correlations through your portfolio. You know, I use tools like Coifin and Fiscal AI, which was previously called FinChat, to, you know, screen for investment opportunities. And, you know, the powerful screening tools that you have with, like, the Bloombergs and the FactSets of the world are now being democratized to some of these other platforms. And with these platforms like Coifin, which a lot of wealth managers use, or Fiscal, like, you're getting access to rich data, and you can look for, you know, companies that fit a specific criteria, you know, a sector that you're looking for, a return profile, And then, you know, you can do a portfolio analysis right there within the.
Thank you. What are the top questions that wealth managers ask you about leveraging AI to better serve their clients?
I think they always ask, you know, what tools are out there and what are getting the most popularity. I think you see a lot of the shiny objects of like an AI note taker in like a Zoom or in a meeting, right? Then synthesizes and summarizes all the information from your calls. But I think the real true powerful AI is everything that happens in the background after that. Does it take that information and put it into your CRM and give you a checklist of things that you need to do and processes you need to approve? And I think that's like what really the wealth managers are excited about. I think everybody has a note taker at this point. You can join a Zoom call and everybody has their own. So I think it's, how do you speed up all the rest of the work that has to be done outside of the call? Or maybe after the call, you have no follow-ups because your AI agent did it while you're speaking.
Thank you. What's the worst things wealth managers do that leads to a bad service to their clients?
I think it's just not understanding the clients and their goals, right? Like, you're managing too many clients, or you have too many distractions, you have too much work on your plate that you don't truly get to understand what they care about, right? You jump on a phone call and you're telling them about the macro environment and what's happening within politics when they're the type that doesn't care and they just want to hear about, their own returns, or they don't care about their returns. They want to hear about, is everything just, being done efficiently and they didn't miss any, payments or tax obligations. So I think it's understanding who your clients are, but that could be, that's the same for any industry.
Thank you. Do you have any commandments for how wealth managers leverage AI to better serve their clients? Is there anything else that you missed?
No, I think that, investing in the wealth management and wealth tech space and, just fintech in general, like, the efficiencies we're seeing now and the opportunities, like everybody wants to, do predictions and use AI for better investment decisions. But I think it's, how do we leverage AI for more efficiencies is really the biggest opportunity. Give us all back more time. And with more time, we can manage, more client relationships and have more in-person opportunities, which I think is key to everybody being successful.
Thank you. Tell us about why you decided to invest in this kind of wealth management platform.
I think at Social Leverage, we have always focused on fintech as one of the verticals. Early on, that was brokerage firms like Robinhood, and then it was Alpaca, which is, really bringing that technology to the masses globally. And I think with all the wealth that was created over the last, 5 to 10 years, it's clear when you talk to wealth managers and people that have a wealth manager, how much opportunity there is to rethink the technology and rethink, the services that are out there and make things, more accessible. I also think that there's a lot of tools and investments that are available for, the most sophisticated family offices and hedge funds and the wealthiest people in the world. And those things can be democratized and brought to the masses. And I think that's, something that excites us.
Thank you. What needs to be input into the AI so that the wealth managers have the best possible information to better serve their clients? Is there any anything that's really important in terms of that?
Listen, I think if it's a new client relationship, they need everything, right? They need to know all of your accounts and then everything that you're not giving them. So like if they're only managing a portion of your wealth, they need to understand what else you have, held away. So, they can only be as helpful to you if they have a clear picture. And so that's, from taxes to income to liabilities to, do you rent or do you own a home? What does your family look like? Do you expect inheritance? All those things give them the best opportunity to serve you.
Thank you. Tell us about the action points that leveraging AI could lead to you kind of taking as a result of getting, inputting all the information into the AI and then discovering actually there could be some different action points that I need to take. What kind of action points could the AI suggest you to take as a wealth manager?
I mean, I think it could be as simple as we have a few, positions in the portfolio. All these companies are correlated. It doesn't make sense for us to be invested in these three stocks because they all do the same thing. When the market's up, they all go up. When the market's down, they all go down. Like there's no diversification. There's no hedging involved. We should just pick one, or we should, diversify into something else. No, I think, you know, scenario analysis that AI allows, like, you know, what would it be like if we added cryptocurrency to the portfolio? Would that enhance our returns? You know, how does that work with our client? Do they care about crypto? Or are they very against it? Do they believe in, you know, the future of that, where things are going? So I think, you know, AI is powerful for that type of basic workflow.
Tell us some case studies of wealth managers that have used AI to better serve their clients and the kind of decisions or different decisions that they have taken as a result of leveraging AI and how their work got optimized.
Yeah, I think I get back to Get Leah, which is, you know, started by a guy named Max Klein and his partner Chuck. And before, you know, when they were, you know, working with, when wealth managers were onboarding new clients, it would take, you know, weeks at a time to get a new client on board. You know, you meet for the first time, the wealth manager is like, great, I need you to send me, you know, every piece of documentation you have about you and your family and your situation. And then we'll get back to you in the next 3 weeks with, like, you know, a proposal. That can now be like, hey, we just sent you a link. Just drop your folder of documents in here and boom, we can get another call scheduled in 24 hours post that. Because all that ingestion and all that work has been taken off the plate. So, you know, I think, you know, the guys at Leah can say, you know, it's saving, you know, not only an unbelievable amount of man hours, but, you know, that engagement is so much more fluid and so much better of an experience. You're not waiting, you know, weeks in between meetings. You can continue to have that conversation. So onboarding's happening. And then, you know, the downstream processes of just organizing all of these files, renaming them, moving them to the proper folders. You know, you can imagine if you have hundreds of clients with dozens of accounts with thousands of different pieces of paperwork, how do you organize all that in a similar file structure? It's a lot of work, and what's a great great thing for AI to be taking over.
Thank you. How can a wealth manager leverage AI in order to lead to more collaboration? Because, for example, sometimes when you're collaborating with a joint venture partner that has your ideal clients, let's say someone who has hundreds of thousands of your ideal clients that meet your exact bracket that you of clients that you want to deal with, you know, doing that kind of collaboration could lead to, you know, so much business for the long term. And is there any way to leverage AI to create constructive collaborations that lead to, you know, millions and millions of dollars created for both companies?
I think if you're using AI from a collaboration perspective, it's, you know, you can better get to know who that person is that you're trying to do business with and get up to speed much quicker, right? If you're going to have a meeting before you're having that meeting, it's giving you all the insight and how you can work together and what their past is and who they are and maybe opportunities. And I think you also have time now to work, to spend with that person one-on-one in person and, you know, have a collaborative discussion, because the manual workflows and the actual underlying tasks can be, you know, streamlined now with AI. So it's just giving us all back more time to, you know, find opportunity.
Thank you. So how can someone use AI in order to make this happen? Because let's say you have this platform for wealth managers, and I'm not a wealth manager, but I have thousands of your ideal clients that make multi-millions. How would you use this information in order to create a collaboration with me, let's say, as a wealth manager?
I think that's about like a referral discussion of like, how do you make introductions? Like, I think that's I don't know if I would say AI is going to change any of that. I think AI could analyze who you're, you know, network is of people and see if they are actually the right fit and, you know, the right profile, right? Some wealth managers only manage money for people of ultra high net worth. Some look for people at a lower wealth and they offer different services, right? Like the most wealthy people have very different needs from a services perspective, taxes, trusts, estate versus, you know, the masses. We might need just, you know, help with financial budgeting, buying our first home. So, you know, I think if anything, the collaboration can really help out.
Thank you. Tell us about, how did you become an Awakened Titan? How did you become the person that you are today? And kind of tell us a tiny bit about your story and how you started investing in different companies.
Yeah, I mean, after Bloomberg, for me, I joined a quantitative hedge fund called World Quant, where we leverage data for systematic investing decisions. And I was fortunate enough that we started the World Quant Ventures team there, backing early stage companies. And through that, I met my partner, one of my partners right now, Howard Lindzen, who had started StockTwits, and we started investing alongside him in private companies. I eventually moved to a hedge fund called Third Point, where I was the chief data scientist, and we were still doing private and public investing. And I actually became an investor, an LP in Social Leverage. And so I got to further get to meet my current partners, Gary, Tom, and Howard. And, you know, after 5+ years at Third Point, it was, you know, a great opportunity for me to join the team and, you know, get to fully focus on investing in early stage exciting companies, wealth tech and wealth management being one of those areas. And so, you know, I think I got to learn from being at Bloomberg and learning about the entire markets to being a quantitative investor to venture capital to public markets with activism to now being helping, you know, early stage companies really build exciting disruptive technologies. And so I think leveraging my experience and network has really given me the opportunity I have now today.
Thank you. Tell us about your personal attributes that you feel a wealth manager could benefit from that has made you successful and can help other wealth managers and other entrepreneurs become successful as well. Is it charisma? Is it the ability to speak clearly? Or is it something else that you value dearly that has led to your current success?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, we work with wealth managers as like investors in our fund. And, you know, we have a lot of them as partners, but aren't wealth managers per se or RAs ourselves. You know, I think in wealth management, I think it's true with a lot of other firms, but even more so, it's a relationship thing, right? Like you're building a trust. So I think building that trust and that relationship, opening up doors, doing things for people now before maybe it makes sense, right? You're betting on, you know, the future, right? It takes a long time to build a successful wealth management firm. You're, you know, taking on founders sometimes as clients that, you know, some of them make it, some of them don't make it. And, you know, you're putting in the work now for hopefully the big success down the line. And so I think it's about doing the right thing and just building those relationships and that trust over time.
Thank you. What would you say are the biggest problems that the clients of wealth managers experience, and how can wealth managers help them overcome it with AI?
I think the biggest problems they have is just not understanding the clients. Like, there's always obviously going to be the cases where like they don't have the tools or the products to serve that person, and maybe they've outgrown their wealth manager, or the wealth manager just doesn't really specialize in what they need. But I think reality is it comes down to communication and understanding what they need, what they want, and do they have, you know, the trust of the client? Because at the end of the day, like, you know, you want to build that relationship over time, and you're going to stick with somebody if they do right by you.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Our website, socialleverage.com. I'm active on LinkedIn. Easy for people to reach out there. You know, I think those are the two best places for founders to reach out to us, share what they're building, what they're working on. And, you know, we have the Social Leverage newsletter. I write my own personal newsletter, and we put out a lot of content, just, you know, what we're thinking about, what we're investing in, and where, you know, what drives us.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.